Much is made of Vermont's efforts to extend broadband service to every resident, but the service isn't much good unless it's used. As VPR Steve Zinn reports, despite nearly universal broadband coverage, a significant number of Vermonters lack the digital skills to take advantage of it.
There are many reasons Vermonters who have access to broadband service at home choose not to take advantage of it. Cost is definitely a factor, but more daunting is a lack of knowledge that puts the online world out of reach.
I'm missing out on something. People are speaking a foreign language in my own country, and I don't understand it.
That's the way Nancy Wright of Randolph feels each time she hears she should go online to learn more about a particular subject. At 91.5, Wright is an eager consumer of information, but not the digital kind. It's not just learning how to use a computer that she finds daunting. She's heard about hacking, identity theft, and other dire consequences of going online. Wright says her biggest fear is that she can't learn new skills, but she seems willing to try.
My daughters email each other all the time, and I thought, gee, I wish I could do that.
Wright isn't alone. People over 50 and those in rural areas are less likely to have computer skills. So are those who earn below average incomes. That's a significant number. About one quarter of Vermont households with internet access don't subscribe to it. Sharon Combs Farr of the Vermont Council on Rural Development's Digital Economy Project says teaching people how to use the internet goes hand in hand with getting broadband to all Vermonters.
Delivering fiber or, you know, wireless broadband is a great first step, but there's a lot that needs to occur for it to impact lives.
Combs Farr says increasingly applying for a job or even jobless benefits requires going online, and the jobs themselves require digital skills. Think about what would be involved in teaching computer skills to thousands of Vermonters who have never used a mouse, and you begin to get a sense of the undertaking. State librarian Martha Reed heads the Digital and Internet Skills Roundtable, formed last year to take stock of what programs exist and what's needed.
We all agree that there's a problem, that we need more instruction and assistance for Vermonters.
There's another group of people that Reed hopes to reach, those who currently see no value in learning computer and online skills. Not long ago, Patty Hopp was in that category. The Braintree resident works in food service at Gifford Medical Center in Randolph. It wasn't her first choice when she applied for a job there.
Patient registration was what I was going to go for, and I had the interview for it, but I didn't have enough computer skills behind me.
So earlier this year, Hopp bought a computer and signed up for internet service at home. Her work schedule makes it difficult for her to take classes at an adult education center. Her daughters-in-law are helping her learn, slowly.
I need to learn a lot more, though. I feel I do. You know, to really be comfortable enough to step out again and maybe get an office job.
Hopp is crossing the digital divide, but many Vermonters remain on the other side. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.